Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and enkindle in us the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit that we might be recreated and you might renew the face of the earth. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. My friends, my first hike up the old eternal cave rock situated on the eastern shore of our beautiful lake occurred on February 12, 2015. My first, and thankfully not my last, trip to Tahoe. My beloved Nathan had taken me on a pilgrimage to sacred sites surrounding the lake. The day was unseasonably warm, with bluebird skies, as if spring had sprung upon us early. And upon reaching the top of this pinnacle of God's good creation, as the sun was setting behind the Sierra horizon, my beloved knelt down on one knee and asked me one simple question. As the shock settled and the tears subsided a bit, I nodded and gave my affirmative answer. And then this past Monday evening, on February 12, 2018, I found myself hiking up that old eternal cave rock once again. It was a blustery day, to say the least. The wind whipped through my hair, the snow swirled about me uncontrollably, and the clouds were that ominous deep purple and dark gray and navy blue gathering along that Sierra horizon. The gusts picking up the further along the rocky face we climbed, and Merlin, the parish pup, trying to turn around on us numerous times. He knew better than we did. Yet as my beloved and I reached the top, I knew I had been here before, but somehow I was different. I didn't feel what I thought I would feel. That same elation or ecstasy, that shock or surprise, but instead I felt a simple but deep and abiding wellspring of sheer contentment. Contentment. This same pilgrim journey I had embarked upon 3 years earlier was just as significant as the first time I walked it. Yet even though I had retraced my previous steps, my narrative of this place had been slightly rewritten to reflect all that Nathan and I had been through. Because I met that liminal space with a new understanding of myself, my husband, and the love we thankfully share. And my friends, our scriptures are full are brimming full of such journeys, places of overwhelming sacredness that are revisited over and over and over again, pilgrimage after pilgrimage, layers upon layers of spiritual significance being built up generation after generation. In today's gospel passage from Mark, it oozes with allusions to past pilgrimages. Jesus retracing the steps of those who have come before him. For example, doesn't his wandering sound familiar to Moses and the Israelites wandering in the wilderness for 40 years before they entered that promised land? Yet although God had just liberated them from the hands of the Egyptians, the Israelites, like they do, they rebelled, they stumbled, they complained throughout their pilgrim journey. But then today, right after his baptism in the River Jordan, we encounter Jesus retracing the steps of the ancient Israelites, himself wandering in the wilderness for 40 days. Yet Jesus withstands all the temptations, all of the tests that are thrown his way on his pilgrim journey. In his wandering, Jesus rewrites the wilderness narrative from a story of fear and frustration as to the future ahead to a tale of empowerment. for the work of ministry. Or let's consider verse 11 in today's gospel passage, that beautiful affirmation from above that I can't help but recite to myself sometimes. You are my son, the beloved. You are my son, the beloved. This is the first time in Mark's gospel Jesus has heard these words, has been in such a sacred space. And these words are so shocking, they are so striking, they are so startling that Jesus is driven a little crazy by the Holy Spirit, leaving the home and people he knows for those 40 whole days, wrestling with his own identity of what it could actually mean for him to be God's beloved son. But my friends, this will not be the only time that Jesus will revisit such a statement, will occupy such a similar sacred space. If you recall our gospel reading from Mark just last Sunday, Jesus retraces his own relationship with God the Father as he is transfigured before Peter, James, and John during that mountaintop moment. And we hear again that affirmation from above, "You are my son, the beloved." But this time the statement does not cause Jesus to wander in the wilderness to go and wrestle with this information, but instead it is a moment that signifies him coming to terms with the fulfillment of his true self, his inherent identity, his mission and ministry in this world. Jesus has been in this place, in this position before, has occupied such liminal space, and yet in the few chapters of Mark's gospel, his understanding of his own self has shifted drastically from one page to the next. And then at the end of Jesus' earthly journey, as he takes part in a Passover pilgrimage of God's chosen people to the holy city of Jerusalem, he will retrace the steps of countless children of God who have gone before him. Yet this time, praise God, this time the Passover pilgrimage will be different. Because Jesus himself will display to humankind the greatest example of love ever shown and substitute himself as a sacrifice so that the story of salvation will be slightly rewritten, so that all can be claimed as God's chosen people, so that all can be called God's beloved sons and daughters. And I know it can sometimes be hard to compare ourselves to Jesus, but I want to bet today that perhaps you have had a similar experience. Revisiting a place, retracing your steps, remembering the past. Yet you realize that although you are physically in the same space, your soul has shifted, and your narrative has now been slightly rewritten. If anything, we've all been here before. We have all been at this point in the liturgical calendar, at the commencement of these 40 days, at the start of our Lenten pilgrimage together. There is the familiar feeling of ashes on our foreheads, the change in cadence of our worship, that spiritual simplicity with no flowers in the sanctuary, with sackcloth linens for vestments, with a focus on prayer, fasting, and service towards others. Yet no matter how many times we have retraced the steps of this Lenten season, we are in need of such a sacred space once again. For we are different. We are different this time around. Perhaps we are going through this Lenten season for the first time without a loved one by our side. Or perhaps we are coming to terms with a debilitating addiction, and this season is the start, the representation of God's grace in our lives. Or perhaps we have decided we don't want to live in fear and anxiety and chaos anymore, and we are just trying to simplify, 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 as Thoreau once wrote. Or perhaps we are struggling with whatever mental, emotional, or physical health issues we may be facing. But because we are different this time around, our story now will be slightly rewritten. Lent is our spiritual reminder that our whole lives are a pilgrim journey. We are given opportunity after opportunity to retrace our steps, to re-enter such moments of sacred space, to reconsider how we need God to transform our lives, how we need Jesus to walk with us in our trials and our troubles. Like the shooting that happened in Florida this past week. We've been here before, right? We have grieved the lives lost too young. We have mourned alongside the victims' families and friends. We have questioned over and over and over again how we can change such a really screwed up system. But this time around, as we retrace our steps, as we shuffle along this sorrow-filled yet sacred space where God breaks into our lives and shows us the societal sins we have committed, this time, we have the opportunity to stay the same or to rewrite our story. So, my friends, as we embark on this pilgrim journey together, as we embrace these holy 40 days before us, as we retrace our steps this Lenten season, walking with Jesus all the way to the cross and then thankfully, praise God, that empty tomb, what do we need to wrestle with in our own wilderness moments? Where are we willing to let God enter in and reshape us, remold us, rework us like never before? How will we choose to rewrite the story this time around? Amen.